We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she'd seen the Lord, that he'd spoken those things unto her. Then the same day at the evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst of and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. Now here's the Lord Jesus Christ, who had died on a cross, had been crucified, rejected by the world, rejected by the religious leaders of his day, rejected by the pagan Roman Empire, put on a cross and died. He'd been buried. Mary, one poor lost sinner that knew her Lord, met him out there. He made himself known to her. He spoke to her with the same tongue that spoke forgiveness to her heart when she sinned. Here, that same tongue now that had been in the mouth of a dead man was speaking again beside the grave. There he was. Now, she goes out and tells her story, and the news began to spread. Of course, people say that isn't so. That's a fake. That's just put out kind of a hoax on the people. But she told the story. She knew it wasn't any hoax. You know, it's strange how people look at this matter. You know, when I met Jesus as a little country boy, I knew I'd met God. I've never had any doubt about the resurrection of Jesus Christ because I've preached his gospel and I've seen him save people. And I know what he did for my own heart. I've seen him give victory to defeated people, set them free from the power of sin. We know what he can do. Now, Mary knew she'd seen him beside the tomb. And oh, the thrill, the joy, and she went out to tell it. She loved the Jesus Christ. So, by the way, I wonder if he's real to your heart. I just wonder. I ask myself the question sometime, is Jesus real? Is he just a name to us? Is he real to you? It's wonderful to be able to say, I know whom I believed. I know the one I believe. And I have such confidence in him, I believe he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. If you have confidence in the bank, you deposit money there. And you say, I believe that bank's a good, secure place. But banks have failed. There have been very few failures in this country for years, but there's such a thing as a bank failure sometimes. They have failed. But you know, when you commit your soul to somebody, you committed to somebody who never failed. Jesus Christ never failed. Now, when he died, it looked like all hope was gone, you know. Son of God was dead, buried. There were the disciples, all of them discouraged and depressed. But they were saved. You don't have to worry. 3 days of darkness with Jesus in the tomb, but you wait till the light begins to shine. The light began to shine that tomb 3 days later, and it was such a bright place it almost looked like heaven. Some angels were flying around and flew into this place like they'd fly through a door into heaven. A lighted tomb. Jesus Christ had dispelled the darkness of despair and hopelessness. And now he's up from the grave. I wonder if he's real to you. You know, some of us have been through dark places along the road and we wondered how things had come out. But you know, God lets us go through tunnels sometimes. See? Makes you appreciate the light more. If you never had any tears, you wouldn't know what laughter means, really. You have to put your laughter on the background of your tears and your sorrow to know. Great many things in the world that are wonderful, aren't they? But the most wonderful thing I can think of is to meet Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Think of it now. If you were walking along a road somewhere and all at once you came up to see a man and he said, I'm the President of the United States. Well, I'm so-and-so. Well, I'm so glad to see you. We are both citizens of the United States, you know. He's a citizen, I'm a citizen, you say. Well, that's fine, Mr. President. I'm so glad to see you. I should have recognized you. Wouldn't it be a thrill to some of you to have that experience? You come back home, tell him, wouldn't you? Well, did you ever meet Jesus Christ? King of kings and Lord of lords. When somebody looked at him through the prophetic telescope, said on his head were many crowns. The crowns of creation, the crowns of redemption, all the crowns he wears, the everlasting crown, all the crown on his head. And yet he laid his life down. Men couldn't take it from him. They couldn't kill him. He said, no man can take it. I lay it down to myself, have power, lay it down, have power, take it again. Now Mary saw him, and she went out to tell the story that she'd seen the Lord, that she knew him. You know, we need a revival of old-time spiritual Christian testimony. When I was a boy, I used to have a lot of those testimonies. They'd get together and talk about what God meant to them. They'd stand up and say so many things. I've heard so many things people have said about it. I remember I told you, think about this one time, something happened in Memphis, Tennessee, years ago when I was a young man. I've never forgotten. I said, I want you to tell us a sentence, something that Jesus means to you. And they started in, and somebody got up and said, well, he's the best friend I ever had. Somebody said, he's dearer to me than my mother. Somebody said, I sure wouldn't know how to get along without him. They just kept talking and talking and talking. Looks like they'd exhausted all the adjectives, said about everything could be said. And an old man got up, pulled up the back of a seat, and stood there for a little while with his shoulders weighted down with his years, and his gray beard and gray hair hanging about his face. And he straightened up and threw his shoulders back and looked like a soldier on parade. And he said something to me that I've never forgotten. Said that day that prayer. He said, my friends, I don't have much in this world besides Jesus, but he said, come to think about it, I don't need much else. I thought to him many a time, if you have Jesus Christ, you have everything that's worthwhile. If you don't have him, if you've never met him, you're in a bad fix. If you've never talked to him, you're in a bad fix. Now, I wonder if he's real to you this morning. Now, wait a minute now. Now, ask yourself the question. I go to church, you see. And, yes, I hope I'm a Christian. Is he real to you? He can be real to you. The Holy Spirit, the other self of Jesus Christ, makes him real. He comes and speaks to us of Jesus. That's his business in the world. He testifies of Jesus. He inspired the writing of the Bible. You know, he exalts Christ. You can always tell the measure of the Holy Spirit in an organization by the exaltation that gives Jesus Christ. You know, today we exalt everything else. We exalt the church. We exalt an organization. We exalt a program. We magnify a political party, see. We magnify something else. The Holy Spirit magnifies the Lord. And if you're a Christian, you magnify Jesus Christ. You know something? If I'd sit down here today and say something about your church, and I'd say your church this, your church that, you'd resent it immediately. You'd stand up and almost organize an army for your church. But in some of your denominations, a man can say Jesus Christ wasn't virgin born and you don't resent it. In your organization, somebody could say somewhere in some school that you may be supporting with your own money. He could stand up there and say, well, Jesus Christ, he died a martyr's death. It wasn't a vicarious substitutional death. He didn't really rise from the dead. People could say that about Jesus. A fundamental of the Christian faith. And wouldn't irritate you. You know why? You just don't love Jesus, that's all. You don't love him. You may love your church. You may love your organization. Anybody turned around and said something about your family, you wouldn't like it. But we go along, you know, and tag it. Everybody goes along. I wonder if he's real. Oh, when I think about the years that I've lived in this world and what I've witnessed. When I was a boy, I remember back in the old days, and a man said that Jesus Christ didn't die a vicarious death. He died like a martyr. He was a martyr. He was a good person and all that. But he's just a martyr. And everybody was up in arms. They said, he died for me. He took my place on the cross. He's my personal savior. They were up in arms and they wanted to get rid of him, get him out of the church. And they said, he shouldn't talk about Jesus like that. You know, men and women, we're living in bad days. The name of Jesus is used more than ever has been used. But it doesn't mean what it meant in the old days. It doesn't mean what it used to mean. They talk about Jesus now. He may be divine. He may not be divine. He may be virgin born. He may not have been virgin born. He may have been God incarnated. Divine, so are we, you see. And all over the world he's being played down in education institutions and in churches today. Sometimes we play him down, but playing something else up. play something else up instead of playing him up. And by playing something else up, we play him down. Oh, that the Spirit of God may take hold of us Christians, so we may see what's going on. You show me a place where Jesus Christ is exalted. I'll show you a place where there's spiritual power and wonderful fellowship. There may be opposition. There may be persecution because the world hates Jesus. The world's against Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came to the world and died on a cross to save man. And he condemned the world. Listen, the hands of the world are stained with the blood of God's Son. That cross still stands there. And the blood of the Son of God is on the hands of the world. Say, is Jesus real to you? Mary said, I've seen the Lord. I've seen the Lord. And he talked to me. Have you seen him with the eyes of your soul? Have you with the ears of your own heart heard his voice say, peace be still. My peace give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, let it be afraid. Is he real to you? You might sit down and ask yourself the question. You have your Bible. The Bible makes him real. He's real in the Bible. He's real as a little baby when he was virgin born. He was real as a boy in the temple. He was real down that Jordan when John baptized him and cried out, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. He was real when he met the devil out there in the wilderness on the mountaintop and on the pillar of the temple. Yes, he was real. He was real when he went up the hilltop with a cross on his shoulders after he'd been beaten into a pulp and staggered and fell under the leaf alone. He is real when he hung there on the cross and said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And when he looked around and said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise, talking to a thief by his side. Yes, he was real when he went to the cross, and he was real when he came out of the tomb. He had the same body, same tongue that spoke to Mary before he went to the cross, spoke to her again. He looked at her through the same eyes. There he was. Oh, yes, men and women. We don't have a dead Christ. We have a living Christ. A risen Christ. A real Christ. Is he real to your heart? Oh, he is to some people. I meet people up and down the country to whom Jesus Christ is so real and so precious. We sing about him, you know. Last, and did my Savior bleed, and did my sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a one as I? Oh, it's wonderful to know him. But do you know him? Here I give myself away. Have you ever done that? 'Tis all I can do. I lay my life down. I surrender all to you, Jesus. I surrender all. All to him I owe. Have you said that to him? You trust him, and have you given yourself fully to him? Are you holding out on him a little? Pulling back from him a little? Is he real to you? May God help you today. May he be more real to us from now on than ever before. Blessed, wonderful Savior, our Heavenly Father, we thank thee for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for his love, his grace, his atoning blood, his resurrection power, and for his forgiving mercy. We thank thee he's our Savior. We trust him. If we know our hearts, we love him. We want to be faithful to him and true to him in all things. May somebody who's listened this morning, who's been out of fellowship, come back to fellowship. And somebody that maybe never has been saved, yield himself to thee this morning. Hear us in this prayer, O Lord. Help us to be true in all things, true to the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't hold out on us. He gave himself for us. Help us to give ourselves to him for his service as witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray in his precious name. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.